Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and we'd like to just take a little note. It's the day in which we celebrate all things Irish and remember one of the country's patron saints, Patrick, the 4th century bishop who used a shamrock to teach his flock about the Holy Trinity, who banished snakes from the country and made great soda bread. Well, those last two things probably aren't true, and it's also probably true, or not true, that the Irish soda bread that you are eating tomorrow is the real thing. That's according to Ed O'Dwyer. He runs the Society for the Preservation of Irish Soda Bread. Preservation, Ed, because it's endangered?
Well, it seems to be, or at least it was when I came up with the idea of starting the organization, because very few people seem to know what went into an Irish soda bread and didn't know how to make them.
What is Irish soda bread? What is the real thing?
Well, the basic ingredients are flour, salt, baking soda, and buttermilk or sour milk. Those are the basic four ingredients. If you go beyond that, you're making something a little different than soda bread.
You're veering towards fruitcake when you start putting all the raisins in. But oh, as we're going to hear, many people do that. But to continue explaining it to people who may not have had it, it's sort of a flatter, it's not very cakey.
No, it's not a cake at all. It's a quick bread. And the real reason is because of the type of wheat that was available in Ireland that drove the fact that they used baking soda as a leavener.
Yeah. And in fact, you can sort of taste the baking soda, but in a good way.
Yes, but you can also overtaste it,
right.
if it's not done properly.
So this is the real soda bread. And what did you start to see in the U.S.?
You know, to me, soda bread was just a daily bread. It was no different than having Wonder Bread on your table in Ireland. And when we came to the United States, it was just bread. And as time went on, it became a special occasion when my mother would make it, and more so towards St. Patrick's Day. Then when I moved to Atlanta, I got involved in Irish dance here with my son. We had not known that there were Irish soda bread competitions. And the first time I ever went into one of them, I was wondering what all these fruitcakes were doing there. And this lady, who was a friend of mine, soaked her raisins in Irish whiskey for a couple of days and put them in her soda bread, and the judges loved them, apparently.
And you're thinking what?
Well, first I'm offended that, you know, putting Irish whiskey into something, it makes it an Irish dish. And then I thought, oh, well, I've got to do something about this. So I did a little research on the Internet at the time. And came up with all kinds of different recipes, including some that had yeast as part of the recipe. And yeast is the real reason they went to baking sodas, because they couldn't use yeast.
Did you really find jalapenos and chocolate chips in Irish soda bread?
I have. Ugh. If you didn't know the difference, or didn't know any of the history, then you wouldn't know what it was. But that was my main drive, was education.
Well, and thus was born the Society for the Preservation of Irish Soda Bread. And you mentioned these contests. Well, Ed, we decided to have one of our own. We had different members of the staff here at our home, our mothership, WBUR, come in with their version of Irish soda bread. Four are what we'll call Irish-American soda bread. One is the one you've described, the authentic. It's from your website. No eggs, no butter, no raisins, certainly no chocolate chips. And we held a taste test. And our tasters are here in the studio with us. First of all, we have here now's resident chef, Kathy Gunst. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
And you know, we decided to bring in an authentic Irish person here into the studio. It's a difficult thing to do here in the Boston area. You know, we just kind of yelled out on the sidewalk, you know, and in comes Hugh McCrory.
Hi, Robin.
How are you?
Good.
And Hugh, you just were appalled when you heard about some of the things Ed was saying he found in soda bread.
I was shaking my head. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Things like yeast. It goes against
against everything you stand
Irish
for.
Soda bread. Yeah.
And growing up, did you have soda bread?
Yes, I grew up from obviously a very young age. My father's mother, Kitty McCrory, who had 11 children, would bake every day.
All right, well, something tells me you found the real one in your taste test. But we're going to start with Kathy first. We have how many breads, Kathy?
We tasted five breads. And they really range from cakey-looking things to very volcanic, primitive, earthy-looking rounds.
They're fantastic, actually. And we want to thank everyone. We have pictures at our website, hereandnow.org. Look, we've had soda bread lying in our office, you know, for a couple hours now. We've all been, you know,
chewing on. Have you OD'd on soda bread?
I have. And, you know, some of them were more on the Enemans coffee cake end of the spectrum.
And cakey, I think, being the key word there.
Yeah.
Some of them are very cakey and not at all bread-like.
Well, of the ones that we have, again, Kathy, you said the one you did not like was number four.
Number four was very bland. It may be the real thing, but it, to me, it tastes like a very boring cake.
All right.
No raisins, no caraways, no salt, really, either.
And which one did you like?
I really liked number one. It had a beautiful crust and a sort of a subtle caraway. It did have caraway, but the raisins were very moist. But I also really liked number five, which I wrote down as being almost volcanic looking. It looks like something right here that erupted. And it was super moist, had a really good flavor, and a good chewy crust. Now, I didn't grow up with this, so I'll be really interested to hear the arguments.
Well, Hugh, we are fascinated to hear what you have to say for reasons you don't even know yet. So tell me what your least favorite was.
Least favorite? I think that's a hard question to answer. I thought three was most unusual with the caraway
unusual,
seed.
Unusual, number
well,
three.
Well, caraway is something we typically don't add to soda bread.
What was that chef thinking? Okay.
Least favorite, I would have said, is number two. It was very oily. It has a very unusual crust on it. I would agree with Kathy again. Number four is very dry and probably is very traditional, whereas I think I find the most authentic one to be number five.
My
it's
goodness.
Dry, but not too dry.
Wait a minute. And we agree?
You agree.
We agree.
Okay, well, but here's the thing. Ed?
This sounds like the beginning of a joke. An Irishman and a Jew sat down.
But drum roll, please. Ed, it turns out that our two taste testers, including one authentic Irish person, liked least the most authentic bread.
I'm not surprised.
Well,
if you're given the choice between something that's got all kinds of really tasty things in it and some plain bread, you pretty much are going to go for the tasty stuff.
But we should just know what we're calling it. You write on your blog, Ed, that if soda bread has raisins and eggs and sugar, it's cake, not bread.
Right.
Okay. And Hugh, we have some bad news for you.
Oh.
The one that you thought was the oddest is your wife's.
Which number? Which one is it?
Number three.
Oh, sorry.
I guess you're not going home tonight.
Yes, caraway is very, it's a very exotic one. I put it like that.
It's just from a different county in Ireland, perhaps.
Let me pop in there on the caraway.
County
caraway,
Naples.
Caraway is a regional thing from Ulster, Northern Ireland, that you'll find used up there.
Huh. I made more than my share of all of this. I actually liked the real authentic soda bread. It reminds me of something I've had with scrambled eggs a long time ago. It feels
it's almost like a biscuit.
Yeah,
it's southern
like a nice
biscuit.
Southern biscuit.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost, yeah.
Well,
so
that baking soda flavor really helps it. Now, of course, with real Irish butter, which has a beautiful daffodil yellow color, any of these breads taste good.
Oh, they all are wonderful, with or without. That's Here Now's resident chef, Kathy Gunst. We also spoke with Ed O'Dwyer with the Society for the Preservation of Irish Soda Bread. Last year, their website had 150,000 visitors. We'll link you at ours, hereandnow.org. We also spoke with Hugh McCrory, an Irishman we just dragged in off the streets. Thanks to all, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
And to you.
Happy St.
Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.